Here we are on St Vincent Street, not 100 yards from the Lion Chambers. We're standing outside the Hat Rack at 144 St Vincent Street. Officially it's named St Vincent Chambers, but everyone knows it by its nickname, the Hat Rack. It's a tall, thin Art Nouveau building of almost Gaudi-esque proportions. It's so slender, it looks unusual in Victorian Glasgow. James Salmon, the partner of Gillespie, who built this building, had it completed by 1899. Unlike the proto-modernism of the Lion Chambers, James Salmon's Hat Rack is in red sandstone and is more recognisable as a Glasgow building of that period, late 19th, early 20th century. Examining the building, we find delightful details. The solid void proportion, in other words, the proportion of open window space to solid sandstone support, is striking. The curved Baroque balconies, the organic carved details, and the thinning out of the sandstone to a subtle timber-like thickness between the windows is astonishing to view here in the usual heavy sandstone atmosphere. The slender, elegant stairway that leads up into the single door to the building creates a wonderful relationship between the individual and the collective, just like Mackintosh's single door leading in to Glasgow School of Art. The two circular rotunda oriel windows, the one above the door with stained glass and the one to the right with gridded glass, add to these wonderful details. The whole building is topped off by a tour de force in its roofline, however. There is a lead-clad cupola which reaches out with spikes and baubles and finials such that it resembles the pegs of a hat rack, and that's where this building gets its nickname. Salmon's aforementioned reputation as one of Glasgow's, if not Glasgow's, greatest Art Nouveau architect has been earned by the many Art Nouveau buildings he's built throughout the city, including the Anderson Savings Bank, the Mercantile Chambers just round the corner from here on Bothwell Street, the Govan Savings Bank, and the British Linen Bank in the Gorbals, among many others. That latter bank now also lies derelict, although there's hope for it to be renovated too. It's sad to think that such a creative partnership as that between Gillespie and Salmon was dissolved by 1910-11. Some say this was because of a personal disagreement between the pair. You can see in the different styles that they build in how this would be possible. Others say, however, it was more to do with a collapse in the economy. Whatever the reason, it seems that post-First World War, Glasgow architecture never quite recovered and never resumed this era of powerful creative force that it had in the first decade of the 20th century. In many ways, the story of Salmon and Gillespie mirrors the downturn in prosperity of Glasgow as a city. Sadly, both Salmon and Gillespie died in the early 1920s. The sculptures on the hat rack are by Francis Dermot Wood. His work decorated many Salmon and Gillespie buildings and can be found also in Glasgow School of Art and in the Kelvin Grove Museum. But Wood's legacy can also be seen in the thin metal mask for soldiers with severe facial wounds now on display in Edinburgh's Surgeon Hall Museum. During World War I, Dermot Wood served at the front as a captain in the medical corps. His early development of plastic surgery began with his first-hand experience of treating horrifically wounded soldiers on the battlefield of Ypres. Like many buildings in Glasgow, the Hat Rack was once under threat of demolition. It was on the Buildings at Risk register, but now it is A-listed and has been removed from the register.